I'm Nathan Cones with your week in review for Sunday, August 9th, 2020. Taking a look at our listeners' top stories and those headlines, starting at number 10, a driver leaves the scene of a single vehicle accident in Carroll on early Wednesday morning. Whenever it comes to motor vehicle accidents, I always encourage you to check out 1380kcim.com. It's a bit tough to explain those quickly. Again, you can find the details at 1380kcim.com. At number 9, Carroll County COVID-19 cases were up by 12 over the past week. Of course, those numbers are changing frequently, not just in Carroll County, but in the surrounding area and the state. You can find the most up-to-date numbers online at coronavirus.iowa.gov. Number 8, no injuries, but both drivers were cited in a Carroll accident last Friday. Again, like I said just a moment ago, you can find details of motor vehicle accidents online at 1380kcim.com. At number 7, a Scranton man has been charged with intentional trespass after allegedly peering through a window last Friday morning. That was an interesting case. The gentleman in that has also been charged for interference with official acts. At number 6, the Carroll County Public Health says COVID-19 positive numbers are yo-yoing, but are rising in some of the lower age groups. Previously, the 0 to 17-year-old age group and then 18 to 35 were some of the lowest numbers in terms of positivity, but those have been increasing. Again, you can find full data breakdowns and statistics at coronavirus.iowa.gov. At number 4, a Sac County man is facing federal charges in a coronavirus relief fraud scheme. Again, those are federal charges out of Sac County. The suspect in that case fraudulently collected unemployment benefits, had them stored at a bank in Storm Lake, and he actually sent some of that money back towards Maryland. You can find the full details again through our website. And number 3, a former Carroll County employee ordered to repay unemployment benefits. That was Rosemary Stotts. Basically, she got her unemployment claims overturned because she resigned in lieu of termination and will have to return that money. And number 2, the Carroll Community School District has finalized their return to learn plan without required face coverings. There was a lengthy meeting on Wednesday night, nearly 3 hours long, with a lot of public input during that. The plan basically covers everything from busing, transportation of students, classroom education, all that kind of stuff. But the major takeaway from that is that the district will not be requiring masks for students once they return to classes on August 25th. And then finally, our top story from the past week, a Carroll woman found banging on a door early Friday morning has been charged with public intoxication, that being a simple misdemeanor. And that does wrap up your week in review here on KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.